So The Opposite of Everyone has been launched for about 6 weeks now, which means I am slowing down on the travel and the book events. In the last 10 days, I did a library event, an indie bookstore event, visited a book club, Skyped with two more book clubs, did an internet chat with over 200 members of a very large book club, flew to Virginia to speak to librarians from all over that state, and spent the weekend at a festival. That's a pretty normal schedule for the 6 weeks following a hardback release. I'm home now, and people are asking me how it's going. And they mean one of two things, sales and reviews, usually both. How is it being received? Always means reviews. Sometimes people come straight out and say, how is the book selling? I don't advise this if you're in charge of the care and feeding of some novelist or another. It's as invasive as asking your bank teller friend or your dentist, so how much money do you make? And very often authors hear that question as, so I was just wondering if you're a total failure at life or not. Especially right after release, when we're a little terrified, a little frail, and we don't actually have a lot of information. We want it more than the people asking. We know how many copies shipped. We know what lists we hit. We know if it goes into a second or third printing, but we don't really have accurate numbers for the first few weeks. After about 6 weeks, that settles out too. So I had the talk with my agent and we have sales figures, and my publishing house is calling these numbers healthy. That's a good word. They give us the hard data on paper, but face-to-face or on the phone, editors and agents tend to speak in euphemisms, gentle euphemisms with authors, but it's easy to interpret what they mean. Healthy is a good word. Healthy is a euphemism for, you're going to get to keep your job. We like that one. Sometimes they say, amazing, that's better. There's nothing ambiguous about that. But healthy's good. It's better than the, sales haven't been quite what we hoped. That's the kiss of death. So far, the professional and trade reviews have been almost universally excellent, which means I'm absolutely due for the mother of all backlash horrible reviews. It's coming. It's gonna be bad. Then I'll just have to remind myself of what Southern writer Barry Hanna once said about bad reviews. He said, they are mostly written by sad men on bad afternoons, which is a very angry statement, in my opinion. But he goes on to say, that's probably why I'm less angry than some writers who are so narcissistic they consider every line of every review, even a thoughtful one, as a major treason. Well, it is an emotional experience, but I try to be less angry, as Barry Hanna says. People will tell you that if you're a professional, that sort of thing rolls right off of you. And that's the party line. That's what you're politically correctly supposed to say in public. But the truth is, of course that stuff hurts. You just can't respond to it. The best thing to do is have a big surge of ugly feelings and an enormous cocktail and a really vicious conversation with your dearest friends, where you can say all the ugly things in your heart about that reviewer's taste and parentage and personal hygiene habits, whatever it takes, and then you let it go. One really nice thing happened. 7 novels in, for the first time in my career, I was reviewed by the New York Times. It is a watershed thing. Every writer secretly hopes for it, even though they're also terrified that Michiko Kakutani is going to peel their skin off in the process. I say go for it. As long as I get one really good pull quote for the paperback, I would take it. Just to have the Times acknowledge you exist, even if they don't like you, it sort of takes you seriously in a way that I think most writers want. Not every writer. Norman Mailer very famously told Vanity Fair when they asked him, what is your greatest fear? He said, that I will never meet Michiko Kakutani and so not be able to tell her what I think of her. Kakatani was famously hard on Mailer's work. But this review, my review, was short, and it was unabashedly positive, and it did have the one really perfect pull quote at the end. Reader review sites for Opposite, Goodreads, and places where books are sold, it's my highest rated book of my career. So I guess the answer to how is it going? I'll take it. Not bad so far. A really neat thing about this period in a book's life is that this is, for the first time, when I'm hearing directly from readers. Readers are responding to the new book. It's always fascinating to me because I never know what's going to pop with people or make them write delighted letters or furious letters. We'll talk about that next time, what it's like for a writer when their book meets its readers for the first time. But for now, except for maybe a few more book club visits, my life has slowed way, way down. I have 3 months left to finish Origin Story, this book we've been talking through, and I plan to spend them mostly in my pajamas, not talking to very many people, with my laptop on my knees and my dogs on my feet and my cats trying to lie down on the keyboard. Launch was exciting. It was scary and fun and a whirlwind, and I enjoyed it. But what I'm doing now feels a lot like real life. On Friday, April 1st, at Georgia State University Perimeter College, Clarkston campus, the Diversity Alliance is sponsoring the Georgia Women's Conference. I'm giving the keynote, and I'm going to talk about women in fiction as actors instead of objects that are acted upon, and discuss how finding a voice is particularly important for women dealing with issues of inequality stemming from race, gender, and incarceration. There's a lot going on there of interest to literati. Cole Thomas is going to run an all-day interactive zine-making workshop, sort of a hands-on how-to for creating and publishing your own magazine. And there's going to be readings by the editors of the Chattahoochee Review, people like novelist Anna Schachner, poet Catherine Perry, and many more. The event is open to the public, and while students are admitted free, all participants are encouraged to pre-register at the Georgia Perimeter College website. It starts at 8 a.m. and runs until 5 p.m., and the address is 555 North Indian Creek Drive in Clarkston. For WABE, I'm Jocelyn Jackson.